UCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. In the unseen realm, in the realm just outside of our consciousness. Let me try to use a little physics here. The farthest we can see right now is the speed of light. We see light. But I like to believe that just beyond the light line, just beyond 186,000 miles per second, there's another realm that we don't see, because we can just see that far in our finiteness. But there's another realm where many from time to time have been either taken into that realm or have seen over into that realm. And it is a realm, and it's more real than this realm. That's what we need to understand. It's more real than this realm here. Your spirit man is more real than your physical man. See, the physical man can trick folk, you know, with the outward appearance, but the real man is on the inside. That's the real you. So angels inhabit that realm. And oftentimes they've, down through scripture, they've taken on human form. And that's why the scripture says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. For some have entertained angels unaware. Maybe you. That strange person I felt a number of times in my life that, you know, wait a minute. How did that guy leave so fast? Where did he? There was a woman, while we're talking about this, because we're going to look into the angelic host. A woman in a snowstorm. There was a guy walking down the interstate. And she, you know, she just felt so strongly. Halfway in the middle of nowhere in this snowstorm, she stopped and picked him up. And when she picked him up, you know, she just, you know, he was kind of scraggly and all. But some of the things that he said to her were really strange. And she thought, I'm going to have to get this guy out of here. You know, but he said some other things to her. And she was going to see her daughter in a prison. Long story short, she said, okay, this is where I got to go this way. So I'm not going down this track. I got to get off here. So she pulled by the side in deep snow. There's deep snow on the side. And so he thanks her and everything. And he gets out of the car. And when he gets out, she looks over and he's not there. So she opens up her door. She goes around and look. He's not even there. No footprints in the snow either. And she knew, she said, wait a minute. You know, she was a saved person, and she knew that that was an angel of the Lord. And let me just say this as a prerequisite. Prepare for greater manifestation and visitation from the angelic host. I'm not talking about the demonic host. I'm talking about the angelic host. God is shoring up his army and his church, and they are here, as we will see, they are here to minister to you and for you. Sometimes you get discouraged, want to give up, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, you feel like somebody touches you, and all of a sudden you get a spark of joy or peace. Sometimes that's Holy Spirit. Sometimes that's the angel that's assigned to you that touches you to strengthen you. Remember, Jesus was praying in Gethsemane, and he got weak, and angels appeared, and they began to strengthen him. That's what they're here for. And we need to understand that they are at our side. They are always with us. They never leave us. God never forsakes us. They are assigned to you. Amen. And let me tell you, heaven's always listening. When you cuss your boss out, they listening. No, I'm just too late. No, when you're at home talking in private, nobody else around. They're listening. And there's a reason they're listening. Okay? So, Hebrews 1:14, Are they not all ministering spirits? We're speaking in reference to the angels. Sent forth, okay? They are sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. That's not only now, that was before you got saved. Amen. You just thought you had it like that. You could dodge bullets. No, that was an angel. Child, can't nobody kill me. I'm Superman. No, that was an angel that had mercy on your crazy self. Amen. Before you got saved. And see, sometime when God has a call on your life, I mean, all of the calls are real, but, you know, the enemy sometimes will try to destroy someone at birth. Amen. Tried to kill Moses. You know, they're killing all the Hebrew boys, tried to kill them at birth, couldn't kill them. So what he did, somewhere in Moses' life, through some trauma, he picked up a speech impediment. Something like that. So see, if the enemy can't get you, he'll try to mess up your mouth. Are you following me here? Get you to talking crazy. See, sometimes there's a lot of upheaval in your life because God got a call on you. But he had a call on you before you got into the church building. Before you put your name on the roll. God had a call on your life. Jeremiah, before you were in the womb, I knew you. And I called you and I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. Before you were in the womb, Jeremiah was making excuses. But he said, no, before you got in the womb, I had marked you and appointed you. So understand that. All that you went through when you were not saved, there was still a ministering spirit that was there guarding you, even though you may have, you know, a lot of stuff may have happened. You're still here. And you're still here because they were there. If you're like me, you can remember some crazy stuff you did. I'm talking about just downright crazy. Stupid. Ignorant. Right? Guess what? The angel kept death off of you. While maybe somebody close to you didn't make it. They were after all of you. They said, no, this one is marked. Amen. Got your feelings hurt. Amen. Messed up. Your life was in an upheaval. But tell somebody, I'm here now. See, you have a testimony. Now you can tell somebody something. So they are sent. Understand, they are sent. They are with us. Even when you're alone, you are not alone. And heaven is listening. And they are with you. And here, again, they are sent forth to minister. To minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. That's their purpose. Okay, go to chapter 2 of Hebrews. I was doing a study one morning, and the Lord was just downloading so much on angels. And I've studied it before, like many of you have studied the whole concept of angels, the different rank of angels and, you know, different manifestations of angels. I've had visitations before, but that particular morning, as I studied, I had about 7 or 8 pages of notes. I mean, it was like just, you know, I was like walking on air. That night, my son Joseph called me after church. It was a Wednesday morning. And that night he called me, we were still here right after service. And he said, Dad, I need to talk to you. I thought it was, you know, okay. I said, what's up? He said, I saw something here. And I think I've shared it before, but he shared about how he actually saw an angel on the second floor, looking out the window there. He was doing some work. He was trying to catch up on some stuff, clean up his room. So he left church right after it was over to get that done. And he said, while he was there, he's, you know, doing vacuuming the carpet there. And then he looks over and there's somebody standing by the window, looking out the window. And he said there was something around him. And I think I'm sharing it properly, but there's something around him. Looked like it was orange glow around him. I had just been studying about these angels. and about the different auras that some of them carry. And so now, you know, my hair is standing up on my arms. Now he's telling me this. And then he said, he was looking out over the driveway. And then as I stopped, I looked, and he turned and he looked at me. And he started walking toward me. And as he started walking toward me, he started getting bigger. And he walked through the glass table, and then he disappeared. I'm saying that, you know, to some it's like, you know, angels. There's a realm, there's a reality just beyond the light line where they are. And I'm saying it again, prepare. I'm not trying to see no angels. You know, just looking for angels. No, they will appear as God sees fit. They will make themselves known. They are there. And for a reason. There's reasoning behind it. So anyway, I was sharing that to say that the same morning I was studying, that God was downloading all this stuff about angels. He's kind of confirming it with one of my sons actually having a visual. And it's exciting. You know, we don't, hey, what's your name? You know. Hey, none of your business what their name is. They there to protect you. What's your name? All right. So Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, it says, therefore, we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. What have we just heard? That angels are ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation. Look at someone, tell them, that would be me. Okay? Angels are ministering spirits, and they're sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation. We have inherited. We are heirs. We didn't earn it. We've received it through Christ. We are heirs of salvation. And the word says we ought to give the more earnest heed. You ought to pay attention to that. Don't take it lightly like, oh, big deal. No, give the more earnest heed to it. Now, in verse number 2, it says, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape? If we neglect, all right, stay with me. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? The question here is interesting. How shall we escape? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? What are you talking about? He's referring to the angels now. And the part that the angels played. Jesus did what he did on the cross. He purchased it all. But this is a benefit. This is part of our salvation. We are heirs to inherit this. How shall we escape? If he's saying if we neglect so great salvation, that means it can be neglected. Stay with me. I'm starting to get excited up here. See, that means, if you say, how shall you escape if you neglect? That means, okay, some folk don't escape stuff. And the reason being, they neglected something.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
You came from heaven.